Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with the host, Pastor Z.W. Shiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. And praying that you're having a wonderful day. Your weather is fine. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God is blessing immensely in your life, and we thank God for that today. You, it's a pleasure to be with you today. It's a pleasure to be with you every day. Yes, it is. Yes, to know that you are there. It makes my heart glad. I thank you for it right now. We are praying for you, you and you. Yes, we're praying for you. We still pray for you now. You can call us now. If you haven't called, you're on your computer, whatever U.S. you're on, call 347-857-3925. You press the button, use your prompt, and get someone and give us your prayer request, okay? Because we know today is so much going on, sickness, accidents, all kind of turmoils all over the place. And we want to help you. We want to pray with you and pray for you, okay? All right, here we go with Sister Day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. Father God, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Father, for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father, for your forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for even waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. We say thank you. Now, we're asking listeners right now, Lord, for them to touch and agree, Lord. She had an urgent prayer this morning where a young lady called and wanted us to pray for her brother that was in a multiple car accident that had to be airlifted to the hospital, and several of the cars was on fire. So at this time we ask our listeners as well to just join us in prayer. And touch and agree, we hold Wayne and all those that was involved in a car accident this early morning. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch them, Lord, Father. Father God, have mercy upon them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you, Father God, for even touching the families, Lord, Father. The families of those that was in the accident, Lord, have mercy today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you Elaine, Lord, Father, and her family as well, Lord, Father. Strengthen her right now, in the name of Jesus. Give her peace, peace of mind right now, peace in you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for traveling mercies for those that are out, Lord, Father, traveling up and down the dangerous highways, Lord, Father. Father God, let them be aware, Lord Father. Father, touch that unaware driver, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for bringing Tanny and Shirley out of surgery safely, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to touch and strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, let them look to you, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that there was no one else but you that brought them through, Lord Father, the surgery, Lord Father. And Father, if they can call and ask for prayer, Lord Father, let them, Lord, accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we hold to you Ishtar right now, Lord Father, as we continue to hold her before you, Lord, that have a heart condition, Lord. Father, and a nine-month-old baby, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, to touch her right now, Lord. Touch her mind right now, Father. Father, let her know, Lord Father, that you are right there and you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord. Father, let her, Father, repent, Lord. Father, seek you, Lord, Father, as her Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, that she may not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord. So we thanking you right now, Father God, for your healing. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for showing up and showing out. We thank you for answering prayers, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that we have been praying for, and you have answered prayers. Father, we know as we pray right now, Father, that you are answering as we pray right now, Lord. And we say thank you. Father, have mercy on the minds, Lord, Father. Father, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. Father, cover our minds right now, Lord. Cover our children's minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, as they're in the school, Lord, we come against that spirit of bullying right now, Lord. Father, let them stand, Lord, Father, and cry out to you, Lord. Call upon you, Lord. Father, have mercy. Father, I continue to say have mercy. Have mercy upon your people. Have mercy upon your people, Lord, Father, that they may not stand down. They may not water down your word. They may not compromise, Lord, Father God, but stand on the true and living word, Lord, Father, that you have given us, Lord. Father, touch our listeners today. Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father, as we pray and they touch and agree with us, Lord, Father. You know their needs. You know their wants, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you for supplying their needs, Lord. Father, we hold to you Barbara Hardin, Lord. Father, that is dealing with cancer, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Father, Jennifer, have mercy, Lord, that's dealing with cancer, Lord, as they go through this, Lord, Father. Father, give them the strength. Give their family, Lord, Father God, the strength to endure, to go through, Lord, Father, to cry out and seek your face. Father, when their loved ones are weak or, Father, discouraged, Lord, Father, that they may speak encouragement, Lord, Father. Tell them the goodness of you right now, Lord. Father, change their atmosphere right now. Father, have mercy. Have mercy. So many, Father, that is sick today. Father, have HIV, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord Father. You said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. Father, mercy today, Lord Father. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Father, Gladys, right now, Lord Father, that are on dialysis, have mercy, Lord. Give her the strength, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Father, we hold to you Josiah, Lord, that went through heart surgery at 6 months old, Father. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch the doctors. Continue to touch the nurses, Lord, Father. Have mercy today, Lord, Father. Have mercy, Father. We ask you right now, Lord, as we cover this broadcast under the blood, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone, Father, on this broadcast, speaking, Lord, Father. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say have free course right now. Have free course. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord, being in the midst, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for hearts and minds, Lord, Father God, being in one accord right now, Lord, Father, with the word, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us that ear to hear and that heart to receive the word as it come forth, Lord. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we ask, Father, that they not be ashamed. Those that need prayer, have praise report. Father, let them hit that one button as we all touch and agree, Father. Father, knowing that time is winding up, Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for Venezuela, Lord, Father, the people in Venezuela, Lord, Father. Have mercy right now, Lord, Father. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Have mercy upon America right now, Lord, Father. Father, that your people, Lord, Father, will stand together as one, Lord, Father, being on one accord, Lord. Father, have mercy. Have mercy this day, Lord. Father, for we take nothing and no one for granted. We don't even take this very broadcast, Lord. We don't even take our apostle, our pastors, Lord, all those that bring forth the word. We do not take it for granted. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity each and every day that you have given us, Father, to get it right, Lord. Father, touch, Lord, Father. You know, each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done, Lord. And we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for being a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Now, if your name wasn't called, that means your name was not on here. Now, you get it on the list. You can call in 347-857-3925. And tell us what you wanted to pray for or who you want us to pray for. Okay? We're waiting for you.
That's who we're waiting for.
Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. Bless God. Now, we will give you a word for today. Okay? What you believe is more important than what you possess. What you live is more lasting than what you profess. Whom you inspire is more significant than whom you impress. Y'all didn't like that too good, did you?
Mm-hmm.
When you believe, what you believe is more important than what you possess. What you live is more lasting than what you profess. Whom you inspire is more significant than whom you impress. So who are you impressing today, trying to impress?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to impress today? All right, all right, all right. Here we are with another day. I'm just going to say a few words. Thank God today for Pastor Sharon and
Amen.
Our own dear intercessor Diane and our little prophet Nathan up in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you hear any noise, you know that'll be him. Praise God. Fellas, we going to go right on anyhow. All right? Now, okay, we discussed a little bit about God giving you room, making room for you. Huh? That's what we kind of talked about yesterday, dealt with, right? But let me tell you, today we'll go a little further. When you know that he's made room for you. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he
make room for you. What does that mean to you? Huh? And we want to send greetings and prayers out to the Benjamin family. Know that Lord would touch the bodies. Praise God. All right. Bless God. I didn't want to forget it. It was on the mind, so I didn't want to forget it. Okay. We send greetings to each and every one of them. All right. Now, I was kind of lingering around, God, what are we going to start with today? You know. Ha, hallelujah. So, I just began to read till he stopped me with something that he placed in my heart this morning. All right. Now, we're in Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51 is where we are this day. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Now, this is what we're starting with. We're going to start with the 20th verse, okay, not the 21st, 20th verse, and then we'll go on from there. Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Now, your sons, disappointing, right? They lie at the head of all the street as a wild bull in a net. Have you ever seen a wild bull in a net? Now, I guess that's a sight to be seen. A wild bull now in a net. And see that he's trying to get out. So you think about this, huh? The world today, the young people of today is wild, aren't they? And some of them end up lying in the street, killed, shot. Some kind of way or another, run over, whatever they're doing to them. They're lying there, huh? And they were furious. And most young people today are furious, aren't they? They're very angry. And you ask them what they're angry for, and the first thing they tell you, they're not angry. Well, now, you could have fooled me the way you act, but you look pretty angry. Isn't that right? You sound pretty angry. You sound like that wild bull, don't you? Come on now, come on. Amen. Ready to do what? Ready to butt heads with somebody. Isn't that right? That's what you do. Let's go on. Therefore, hear now this. You hear what he said? We sound an alarm today. Now, you got room. He done made room for you. But he says, therefore, hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. You wild, you act like you're drunk and crazy, don't you? This is the way that people are today. You're afflicted in some way, mentally you're afflicted. If you're not afflicted in the body, you're afflicted in the mind. This is what's going on. But he said, hear now this, you afflicted and drunken. Now, he didn't say you was drunk with wine. Now, he said you drunken. You drunk, want power. You want to have more power than God. You know, you want everybody to hear you. You want all the money and somebody else's money, too. You know, we're going through all these things today. But hear this. Hear this today. Hear this. Those of you that know that room has been made for you. So if room has been made for you now, you have got to come to grips with that factor that you're going to have to do better. Mm-hmm. All right. He says, thus saith the Lord and thy God, that plead the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand. See, when he made room for you, he said, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. All right, now he made room for you. He's getting your attention today. God is calling you, 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 and you. From whatever you're in, get out of yourself. We stay too much in ourselves. Do you hear what I'm saying? And we want everything to happen yesterday, and that's not the way life is, huh? Let's be real. Life ain't nothing. Well, it happened yesterday. Well, no, it didn't happen for you yesterday. It's going to happen next year, maybe. Maybe the same time next year. But listen, God say he's taking it from you. All the fury, he's taking it from you. He said, thou shalt no more drink it again. You don't have to walk that path no more. Do you hear me? This is what we're talking about right now. You do not have to walk that path anymore, because he already has solved your problem and you just don't know it. But let's read this last scripture and we'll go on just a little further. Maybe we'll hand it over to Pastor Sharon. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee. Your enemy. Watch out. Watch out. See, I told you, leave that enemy alone. You stop trying to pay them back. But when God say no more drink it again, you don't have to go through those tremors. You don't have to go through that storm you've been going through. He said, I will put it into the hand of them that afflicted thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over. And thou hast laid the body as the ground and as the street. To them that went over, you want to get down, bow down, let somebody walk all over you. Tell them you ain't no rug today, and you will not walk over me anymore. Oh, no, you will not, because God has canceled that assignment, people. Tell the devil. You got to talk to the devil like he is the devil who he is. And why won't you talk to him and tell him no more? Because if God has taken it from me, he's taken that fury from me, that anger from me. If God has taken that trembling in me, scared of you and fearful of everything that move, if God has taken me through my trials and tribulation, now you know one thing, you will not walk over me anymore, because I will not allow it. Because I have power over you and not you having power over me. Amen. That is, you got to get angry with the enemy now. You've been angry with people so long, your mother, your father, sister, your brother. You blame everything on your mama. You blame everything on your daddy. They didn't know how to treat me. They didn't buy me no new shoes. They didn't get my hair done or whatever you thought. You know, you got all kind of issues going on today that you want to blame everybody for. But listen, they could only do what they could do at the time. And you give them their props. At least you're still alive. You made it through. You did eat. It might have not been eating what you wanted to eat, but you was eating anyhow. And you need to stop letting the enemy keep feeding you these lies, telling you it ain't over, but you tell him, I made it over. Yes, I did. No more, enemy, devil, shall I take anything that you dish out anymore. I'm going on anyhow. I'm crossing over every bridge that is set before me. I'm crossing every, jump every ditch that's there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it anyhow. And if there's a mountain up there and it looks like it's too high, I'm going to climb it anyhow. You know, just tell the devil today that no more, because I done already made it over. Do you understand? See, you already made it over. Now you say, but there's nothing saying, there's nothing that I see with my natural eyes. I know you're looking with your natural eyes. Yeah, you do. Well, listen here. Let's change that look from the natural to the spiritual, okay? Get out of yourself. Get out of that natural man, that fleshly body. Get out of it right now and come into the spiritual realm, the where God is. And when you come where God is, you'll see what he see. Come on now, hallelujah, you're going to see what he see. Now tell the devil, no more. No more, devil. This is it. This is the end. I'm through with you. I'm not going to keep giving you my time, my space, my faith, my everything. You're causing me to be poor, broken, disgusted, and I'm not going to have it anymore. You want me to go around looking sad and mad and furious, and all of this is what you want me to go around doing, but I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to smile because Jesus loved me. I'm going to smile because he's making a way for me. I'm smiling because the room has already been made for me. I got plenty of space in it to expand my creativity. I have lots of space because he said he made room for me. And when he made room for me, that means that I don't have to take no more of the devil's mess, but I can put him under my feet, trample all over him, crush him down like a mosquito. I can crush him down, and his sting won't be able to hit me no more. You see, you see what I'm talking about today. You just got to get mad with the devil. Huh? Because you know you've been allowing him to do what? Take all your attention from God and put it on him. Well, the devil made me do it. Well, the devil told me to do it. Well, it ain't nothing but the devil. It ain't nothing but the devil, but he don't have no power, so why don't you crush him? Now, let's frustrate him. I told you before, let's frustrate him. He's been frustrating and causing you all kind of depression and all kind of anxieties. He's been doing the good job on you. Till you done come to the point, I don't want to live no more. That devil is a liar. You do want to live. And tell the devil, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And don't get up and get in there with him and start going, yeah, devil, okay, that's right. I don't feel like that no more. I don't want to do that. And, you know, I want to just go on home, be with the Lord. No, it ain't you going home, but you ain't going to be with no Lord. You're going to be with the devil, who is your father. Because he's the one suckered you into doing that, killing yourself. See, that ain't God. He said he came to give you life, and that more abundantly. He didn't tell you to kill yourself. You allowed the enemy to come in, distract you, take everything from you, and he left your house empty.
Come on now.
But see, when God make room for you, he filled the house. He filled the house. Do you hear me today? He will fill your house. And you won't have no empty rooms no more. It won't be going around sounding like clink, 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 like ghosts walk around in there with chains or something. You know how the movies are like that. Praise God. I don't know if they do that for real, because I ain't seen no ghosts and heard of none, you know, like for real, okay, because I don't want to see them either, you know. Let them stay where they are. No, anybody else that want to see them, they can have them. You see, but we going to do what? We're not going through all this craziness anymore. We're not afflicted anymore. We're not mad anymore. Huh? Are you? You're not mad anymore, are you? Huh? You married me? Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, praise God that you married me. So get glad right now. And come on, let's walk over the bridge. Cross over the bridge. Cross over the bridge. Come on, that's what you do today. Cross over the bridge. The bridge of despair. Huh? Hate. Animosity. Jealousy. Huh? All your rejected feelings. Let's cross over the bridge right now, and we will not go back there anymore. And let's don't backtrack. You know, we like to backtrack. They said, let's visit the past. You want to visit the past. This is what you want to do. But you're not going to visit the past anymore, are you? Huh? No, we not. So don't worry about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't God good? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And see, so God takes us through storms for a reason, don't he? And when he takes us through storms, when he takes us through storms, praise God. So when he takes us through storms, what happens? That's for a reason. Think about Peter. When he entered into a storm and he stepped out on the word of God, he stepped out on the word. Can you step out on the word? Huh? Can you step out on it? Or are you going to make an excuse? Stop making excuses. I can't cause, you know, I can't stand on no water. I can't walk on no water. No, you can't. But the word of God can. You see what I'm saying? And so you say, I will not be afraid anymore. I will not allow fear to dominate me anymore. You see? Because this is what the world do now. They allow fear to dominate them. There's a spirit of fear over the nation. Fear and everything. Huh? You just fear because of what? That was nothing but who? The devil. Because he don't want nobody to love God. We got some people to pretend they love God, you know, and all that. But they don't really love God. Huh? They don't do what God say. Oh, come on, think about it now. They allow him to manipulate them, and so when he manipulates them, they manipulate others. See, you do what your master tells you to do. If your master is Jesus, you'll do what Jesus said. Since he's the devil, you do what the devil say. Huh? You can't say no more, because he's going to keep shoving hatred to you and fear and all the animosity he can get to you. You have a troubling mind and everything. You substitute anything. See, you substitute anything when you're not walking with God. But I want to just tell you today, huh? He done already taken that out of your hand. And he gave it to the devil. He put it in the devil's hand. Ain't that? Aren't you happy? This way you ought to dance and shout it right there. You ought to be happy right now because of what? He took it out of my hand. He took all of that hatred and everything out, and he put it in the devil's hand, huh? Say, here, this belongs to you. Take back your tools. This is your stuff. You have your stuff. Get it back. I'm giving it back. Now, that you give back. See? Now, if God done took it out your hand, why you want to try to pick it up again? Can you tell me that, somebody? Why would you want to pick this stuff up? I wouldn't want to pick it up. Hello, Lord, have mercy. No, I do not want to be going to hell in a handbasket. I don't want to go. Huh? Do you? I trust you don't. Uh-huh. So get it right. Stop staying around, hanging around, and you know these people are bad for you, and you still hang around them. They are my friends. See, they've been friends a long time. Well, you show his heart up for friends, right? And that friend is leading you to hell, and you going right on with him, aren't you? See? You doing what? You picking up all the drags of life. You picking it up again. God done took it from you, and you went back and took it back out of his hand. Now that is crazy, isn't it? If he tell you, let go of those people. Put them behind you and keep going, going forward, because I want to bless you. See, I am blessing you. I'm enlarging your borders. I'm making you a great among these people. But you can't get great because you're still working with the people with negativities. That's who you're messing with, you know. But you say, well, they my friends and they do this and they do that. Well, if what if you don't do anything for them, then what will they do? Huh? They'll cut you loose like a bad pain. They'll cut you loose quick, fast, and in a hurry. You try it and see sometime. Huh? Just say, no, 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 I can't do that today. Can't give you that today. Can't let you have it today. Don't matter what it is, see? We got to learn how to say no more, devil. No more. And, you know, there are people just that is out that just made to agitate you.
That's what it is.
And let me tell you, and they know how to do it well, too. I mean, the slightest little thing, they would get on your nerve. Every nerve in your being, they would do it. Mm, you know them people, don't you? I know you know those kind of people. And you try to overlook them, you know, but you can't. They continually do it because they know they're hurting you. They know they're making you angry. And so when you know anything, your fury is going to come back again. You went and picked it up. You got rid of your madness. You weren't mad no more. You weren't angry anymore or anything. But soon as those people come around, you start all over again. And then what you got to do, start all over again with God. You got to go back to the cross, to the kneeling, to the altar, and cry out, Lord, help me, forgive me, God, forgive me, God. I thought I had that whipped, but I see I don't. Lord, I need your help. You see, you don't have to be there because he put it in the hand of your enemy. So why don't you leave it in the hands of your enemy? Huh? Come on now, leave it in the hands of your enemy, all right? Oh, that's all I want to tell you today. You know, come on, let's go over now. Go on the other side. We're going over on the other side, people. Yes, we are, the other side of Jordan. We're going on the other side. On the other side where everything is fair. Everything is just so heavenly. Everything is marvelous. Everything is, ooh, you're at peace. You're at peace, and you're just singing the songs of Zion. Can you see you doing that? Now, we ain't talking about dying, per se, because I know the first thing y'all think about, you mean let's go die? No, we didn't tell you nothing about going to die. Hmm? Die to the devil, yeah, but not die to God, and don't die now, because when you only don't try to die before your time, let's say it this way, because some of you would try. Don't even try. Don't even think it. Huh? Think about life today, huh? And think about the room that God has made in his kingdom just for you. Hmm? Think about all the blessings that he's made just for you. Think about if you need deliverance, it's made for you, deliverance. Your deliverance is here today. Whatever you need deliverance from, God has already got it prepared for you. Your destiny has already been prepared, people. Oh, yes. All right. You know, I thank God for you today, and I told you, I'm giving Pastor Sharon, I let her go ahead on and she can go on, right? Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody out to praise him today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, she's talking about what? The wild bull, right? The scripture coming forth about the wildness. And we just thank God for what he's doing this morning, because he just reminded us that, we were just reminding us that God, what God has told us, that he gave us the power, he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. And when the woman of God was reading from the book of Isaiah, and when she was reading about that scripture, I had something to think about. I was really thinking about the word which she was talking about. And wild means what? Unruly, lawless, unrestrained, uncultivated, to grow unchecked. Now, I had to pause to grow unchecked. And why? Because a lot of times we do this. We are guilty of this because you grew up and your parents discipline you, and you said when you have your own children, you're not going to do what they do. So you let them grow up unchecked. In other words, without accountability for anything that they do. And you know that everything has an action, right? A cause and an effect. Everything you there's something for everything that you do. And that's the law of the land. And the God law also, his system. So when you think about to grow unchecked, to show lack of restraint or control, not tame. And when you read that, you looked at where was the missing link at? Because we forget to what? We spoil the child and we spare the rod. We don't tell them it's time for you to come in at a certain time. Well, my friends is hanging out late at night, so I want to hang out with my friend. But then we don't do what? They grow up unchecked. And you could tell the house that has rules and regulation. In other words, you hear the parents tell the child, as long as you're under my roof, you have to abide by the rules of the house. And if you don't want to abide by the rules of this house, the front door is right there, because they want to go to another house where there is no rule, there's no discipline. Everybody do what they're big and bad to do. So they're not disciplined, and everything needs discipline in this world. You cannot run wild, y'all. Even in a job, you can't tell them, I want to come in my own time. I'm not doing the time clock. I'm doing it my way. You can't do that. A baby, even a child, because a child is young, they have to be. They bought into a place of pattern, and we call it discipline, but it's pattern. I paid attention to my grandbaby, and at a young age, he knows pattern. That I call it pattern. He's a little baby of pattern. He at certain time he do certain thing at a certain time because he has a pattern. And if you don't, he got that pattern from when he was 1 year old, like months old, growing up. And at 9:30, my juice, my ball, my play. I'm gonna play right. This is my time to write. This is the time for you to play with me. Because what? He has the pattern, and we don't recognize that everything that God created has pattern. Everything is under discipline. Everything flows with the order of God's system. But then we have someone that is what? Wild. They don't want to flow by anything at all. And then Genesis, the 16th chapter, verse 11 and 12 says, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and thou shalt bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? And when you hear that, he shall be what? A wild man. What is a wild person? Have no, they just do lawless, right? Unruly, unrestrained. You can't put a check on them. You cannot restrain them. And then he brought me back to a lesson that we had that tell us what? You have to, what, self-control, right? When, well, we have to pay attention that we don't lose what? Control. When circumstances come our way, do not lose control. We got to be, have what? Self-control. Allow God to come in and we walk in what? Self-control. Not control now, but self, line up according to the word of God. Self, behave yourself. You got to talk to you. You got to talk to you and say, you keep your mouth shut. You, not a word today. Keep, you, close your eyes. You, your ears don't hear. Why? Because if you don't watch it, what you hear, your mouth open up real quick, and the next thing you know, you're really, that little tongue in your mouth caused a wild fire. Not a tame fire, is a wild fire. Why? Because the word of God let us know that the tongue, it cannot be tamed. It is so wild. It says some crazy things. The tongue just blurt out what's in the mind. And the word let us know, as a man thinketh, so is he. So out of the belly, out of what's in your mind, in your situation, in your thought, it blurts out your mouth. And then when you blurt it all out, you can say, oops, I didn't mean it. But you know what? You mean it at the time. Why? Because you were walking in that thought pattern. Your pattern needed to be changed. Your thought life needed to be changed. And where, how do people catch us at the wrong time? They catch you at the time when your thought is not all lining up to the word of God. A storm may have just blown on your phone, right? A storm may have just blown in your life, and the person caught you at the wrong time where your words and your mind was not lining up together. So you said, you blurt things out, right? You didn't check yourself. You went unchecked. You went unchecked. Or you may say, well, I'm old enough. Nobody tell me what to do. But you know what? In the kingdom of God, we are all known as his children, right? We have to be mature people of God, but he wants us to have the heart and the kindness and the forgiving heart as a child. So you cannot say, I am grown. You don't tell me what to do. There's always somebody to tell somebody to do. There's always, God will send a man, a woman of God. You don't want to listen? He'll send someone to check you and put you under his word. There's no such thing as what? Ruly, unruly. Not with God. So we said we want to be what? We want to walk in the place of self-control. S-E-L-F, it's about you today. It's about you today.
Right.
What caused you to go wild? What caused you to allow your mind to go? It's just my imagination running away from me. You know, that's an old song. It was just my imagination running away with me. So you allow your imagination and your mind to take you to places that it shouldn't, ought not to be. Mm-hmm. Did you allow your imagination to create all good? Or did it create all darkness? Told that the child will be wild. And sure enough, the child was wild. It was wow. And some people label their children that too, wow, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? You ask yourself the question, what seed was planted in that child? Was that wild seed planted from the while the child was in the womb? Or did your child take a part of your characteristic? Because we forget, when we were their age, your mama couldn't tell you, your daddy couldn't tell you nothing what to do. But then you got you combine with the other person, and you just don't know. So you're getting it on the mother's side, and you're getting it on the father's side. They're wild. Out of control. Why? Because you said it's the in thing to be rebellious. Do you know? You know what the bottom line is? It's a spirit of rebellion. A spirit of rebellion today.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
And we say spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to deal with that spirit of rebellion. Call it what it is. Acknowledge what's going on. And according to Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, the word is what? Perfect will of God. Now, we're talking to the people that is calling the name of Jesus today. We ain't talking about the unsaved today. We're talking about the one that said, I love Jesus, I serve Jesus, he's on my mind, I'm going up a yonder. We're talking about that. Are we allowing the will, his will to be perfect in us? Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Not my thought, Lord, but your thought be done. Let my mind be lined up to your mind this day. Let my thought be lined up to your thoughts today. And we know that, yes, there is an enemy, and he's always constantly coming up against the people of God, because there's always a battle in our mind. And when there's a battle in our mind, you know everything that have happened to you come to the forefront. But you got to take those things, take those thoughts, take those things that comes up, and you got to cast it down. Cast on everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Cast those things down. Deal with those things that is going on the inside of you. Because you say, well, nobody knows. Yes, God knows. And the flashlight is on you today, and he's letting you know there's a raging war going on the inside. And it's just a matter of someone come and say hi, and they don't say it the way you expect them to say, and then the fuse blow. So then what? Wow. We got to deal with that today. Wild, unruly, out of control. How is it when one thing happens, you bring the whole list of things out?
Come on, Pastor Sharon, come on.
If Jesus forgive you of all your sin, now let's be real. If you're 59 years old now from when you was 1 year old to 59 years old now, everything going to come up. God don't do that. God don't do that, right? He said when you ask for forgiveness, he forgive you, right? He forgive you of the sins, right? So how is it M-A-N-H-U-M-A-N brings up the past, brings up the whole thing you ever done in your lifetime? But God was saying to them, what if I bring yours all up? What if I reveal the real deal about you? The things that you want nobody to know. When you were wild, when you were restrained, when you were disobedient. See, wild meaning you were disobedient, you were angry, you had envy, jealousy, strife. You had a whole lot of stuff. You were W-I-L-D. You were wild. No one could tell you anything. And you dare them to come in your face and tell you anything.
Come on now.
But we thank God for Jesus today.
Yes. Goodness and mercy.
We thank God for Jesus. While we were in a mess, he had mercy on us. When we were messed up, he had mercy on us. When we feel like giving up, he sent help your way. When you cry, Lord, have mercy, he was right there. He sent his angel of grace and mercy toward you. When it looked all dark, he sent a word of encouragement in your dark places to bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. So what God is such a good God. We can never forget where God brought you from. And it's so important. You know, the word that came to me, be not mocked. You know, whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. Be not mocked. God is not mocked, y'all. Don't think God don't know it and see it.
Come on now.
And some people just don't have mercy. Mercy is not in their vocabulary.
Come on now.
We're talking about self. There's mercy for me. I want you to have mercy on me, but you will not have mercy on the next man. Don't that remind you of that story?
Yeah.
Where the man owed so much, and he could not pay the paid back?
Yeah.
And the person had mercy on him, but then he forgot the person had mercy on him, but then he owed, somebody owed him, and he was so merciless, he would not have mercy on the person.
Come on, man.
And you forget someone had mercy on you. But you forget when it comes to the next. And it don't have to happen the next day because it's still in your mind. It's in your conscious mind. So, of course, you're going to remember. Well, what about 6 months from now? Will you remember what God has brought you from? Will you remember when he had mercy on you? Will you remember what he have done for you? And then you can show forth that mercy to someone else. I tell you, it pays to plant seed of good seeds. It pays to do good to one another. It pays to do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. But we understand if you're not in the place right now. Why? Because God is bringing you through the process for you to learn. He'll allow you to learn from your trials and your tribulation. And we're still talking about the wild, right? The wild bull. Why? Because the people of God don't believe they got wild ways still.
Come on
now. All right, go ahead.
They don't believe they got it. They'll just say it's the, you know, quote unquote. But you know what? You got to check yourself. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I like that challenge. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, God, show me me. And he'll show you your wild ways. He'll show you. It depends on who talked to you, who you'll listen to. He'll show you whether or not you're chauvinist, or he'll show you what the one with the ladies don't like a man to tell them father issue. We're going to call it you got daddy issue. Because a male cannot say nothing to you without you reacting. Don't tell me what to do. You're trying to control me.
All right. Amen. All right.
But what about God? God tells us to submit ourselves to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to break ourselves down, break up, spirit of humility. In other words, it's good to be step back sometimes, step back as in, allow someone else to go right ahead and release what God has for them. Not saying you don't know who you are and whose you are. You know your identity today. So you don't have to get wild and say, are they overlooking me? You ain't got to do those things. You can have what? Self-control. Self-control. You can have self-control today. I'm reminded when God told Saul that David, when God rejected Saul and David was to be the next king, all of a sudden the wildness in Saul's nature came back because Saul was that before. And the people said, we want a king, right? We want a king. And God let Samuel tell them what this Saul that y'all want because of his stature, what he will do. And God changed him. When he went on looking, God changed his nature, right? He started to prophesy he would change. Why? Because only the power of God can change a person's nature. Only he can take out the wildness and bring the tame. Only he can break down strongholds in your life. Until at a time when Saul started doing it his own way. He could not wait on the man of God. He could not wait on the prophet. He cared about what the people say. He was all about what? Impressing the people. You heard the word for today. He was all about what? Impressing the people. So in trying to impress the people, please the people, he could not wait for Samuel to come in for the offering. And we know what the rules of God is. Only the priest can do offer that offering. So when Saul disobeyed God, and he continued to disobey God, the wildness came forth. Why? He wanted to kill David. He wanted to get rid of David. That wild beast in him came up. He was unruly. It didn't matter what he did. He was just going after David from place to place. But you know what? I'm reminded what I read this morning. God kept him in the rock. Every time Saul was close to him, God would not allow Saul to conquer David. He was David's protection. And he will not allow the enemy. God will tell you to turn the corner, and the enemy just coming in through the gate. He'll tell you go left, and they're coming right up, and you keep missing them. Why? Because he is your shield. He is your protector. He will not allow the wild beast in there to overcome you. Why? He said he is your rock, your defense, my fortress today. So we talked about God was a rock between David and Saul. And God allowed a crisis to come up where another enemy was attacking Saul. He had to go back. God preserved David. Why? Because he had purpose for David. So when the enemy keep coming at you from the left and the right, know that God is your defense today. He will not allow them to conquer over you. He will not allow them to have victory over you. It doesn't matter what they say out their mouth. He will not allow the words of the enemy to come to pass. I'm reminded he promised that he'll prepare a table before your enemy, in the presence of your enemy. He'll bless you in front of your enemy. Your enemy will see you blessed. They'll see you prosperous. They'll see you going up. They'll see you maturing. They'll see these things and they'll wonder, I keep doing this and I keep doing that, but it's not happening. Why? Because God is the one protecting you from the wild bull or the beast. He's protecting you. He's protecting you today. He's covering you under the shadow of his wing. And he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper today. He will not allow it. He will not allow those things to come to the forefront today. And I'm reminded it is so for us as people of God to pay attention to what we do, because we'll just say, okay, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord. But we got to inquire of the Lord today, because I'm reminded when David had to ask God, what will he do? What is his intention? He inquired of the Lord. Lord, will he turn me over to my enemy? What will he do? And God told him he's going to turn on you. He's going to deliver you to your enemy. Inquire of the Lord today. We have to ask God the question these days, y'all. We really have to ask him. Don't take it upon yourself to just do things. But, Lord, what is there in their heart? Are they for me, Lord? Are they for me? What they're saying, God, is it the truth, God? But is it a little fine print in that statement, Lord.
All right.
And he'll let you know. Why? Because you inquire of him. You ask him. He said, we have not because we ask not. And we got to believe that he cares enough about us. You got to believe that he's there to keep you and watch over you. His word lets you know that he cares for you. He loves you. He knows your name today. So today, don't just do things without asking him, God, is this the right place to go? Is this the right thing to do at this time? Lord, I need your help today to keep me from the hands of my enemy. Keep me from the wild beasts of the field. Keep me, Father God, for them that wait late for my soul. Keep me today. And I'm reminded even to a situation that happened this week. And I say, Lord, if my heart was just crying, I say, God, that's just the spirit of manipulation. Lord, that is nothing but the spirit of manipulation. I tell you, the enemy don't care who he used, but he will use the people that you don't even expect to come up with a spirit of manipulation that try to sabotage someone's destiny. But you know what? You got to pay attention today, and you cannot be scared not to tell the person, baby, that person just there to sabotage your destiny. What they're doing is not of God today. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your sister. I don't care if it's your brother. I don't care who it is today, but God will let you know, no. Look at the spirit behind their action. You got to judge that thing by the spirit of what God is showing you, and not because he's showing you the spirit behind the situation. You got to blurt it out. He's telling you for you to know, but you can pray. You don't have to walk in the trap and the snares of the enemy. But you can detour. You can rise above it today. You can go the opposite direction. What the enemy meant for your bad, God say he turning around for your good today. So do you believe the word of the Lord today? Do you believe the word of the Lord today that he will keep you from the pestilence? He'll keep you from the hungry, angry people. He'll keep you from them that be peeping into your destiny. Do you believe the word today? I believe the word today. I believe it. If I ask him the question, he will give me the answer that I need. So I don't have to be what? Losing control today. I don't have to lose control. I like what the woman of God said. Let's frustrate the what? The devil. Don't let him frustrate you. And I thank God for an illustration that was given to me. It's like you're driving on a highway. And, you know, when you're driving on a highway, what hits your windshield? Them little petsy little bugs, right? Little bugs, right? And they do what? Splash, splash, and it splash, right? And you got to do what? You got to turn the water on and your windshield wiper, right? And you have to keep on putting that water until you get another pesky thing out of your view, right? God wants you to do the same thing. Just turn on the windshield wiper in your life and just let it go left, right, and you just what? Clear those things that the enemy throws your way. Don't allow it to overtake you, because if you do, it will consume you. If you allow the thoughts to come forth in your mind, it will consume you. It will consume you. It will consume you. So today, remember the word. David had to seek God. We have to seek God in everything that we do and in everything that is said. And when you recognize the way the enemy coming in with the spirit of confusion, you got the authority and the power. You don't have to allow that spirit to overtake you. But you can speak and say, you know what, confusion, be gone in the name of Jesus. And I release the spirit of peace. Why? Because he wants us to live in the kingdom of peace today. Now, we know there's time when you have to war, and we know there's time when there's peace, right?
Yeah.
A time of rest and a time of war. So today, know that God wants each and every one of us to do what? To pay attention. Remember Isaiah the 51:20. Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the street as wild bull in a net. See the net? A net is a snare, right? A net is a stronghold. It's bondage. It's holding them. It's keeping them. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. So remember now. Remember. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Allow God to renew you. Allow him to bring you forth today. Allow him to have his way in your life. Parents, don't allow your children to take over your house. Don't allow them. You got to put things in order in your house. I remember I had to share this week with something the woman of God had told us long time ago that God told her when the prophet came to her and said, you allow them to do it. And the woman of God, apostle said, now which dumb person would allow someone to, you know, do anything to them? God said, you allow it. And you know what the word really means? You did not open your mouth and say anything. That, do you know, is it so simple at times? You allow it to go on. You didn't rise up and say, enough is enough.
That's it, no more.
And, you know, I had to tell this person, you know the woman of God shared this? And I'll say to you, you allow them to do what they do. You allow, and I said, our parents say two women cannot stay in the same house, right? What they really were saying is, when you two grown and you believe that you can rule everything in the house, that's all they're really saying. In other words, they're taking authority of their home. Don't allow the enemy to make a wreck in your house. You got to stand up and say, not so. Enough is enough. You got to say it. If you don't say it, it will never happen. Why? Because they will come in and believe the enemy. See, they is what? The enemy. Because he already got his cousin beside him now. Y'all be acting like it's just one little demon, one little spirit y'all dealing with. They comes in pairs of three. And if you allow one to come in and the other one silently right there, it attaches itself. So pay attention to things that's happening all around you today. Say enough is enough. I am not going back into the place of Egypt any longer, because God took me out of Egypt into a place that I'm in now, and I refuse to go back to a place of bondage where anything goes, like the Wild Wild West, y'all. You know the Wild Wild West on the TV show? Everything is shooting up on a gun. Right? So don't allow anything just to be going on. You stand up and you be the watchman that God called you to be. Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. That's an awesome word today coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. You hear Apostle say, I say that all the time, but the truth is the truth, and it is awesome word coming forth. Whether it comes to, hey, tear you down to build you back up and say, hey, self, recognize this word. That's exactly what it's made to do. And I just thank God for the word. Say, God made room. He made room. What did he make room in your life to do? You know? For you to serve him, for you to worship him today. And when Pastor Sharon was talking about, you know, you allowing, when she gave that testimony with Apostle, you know, you allowing that person. Now, we ain't talking about the natural house. We talking about the spiritual house. You allow, when God made that room clear out all that junk, But remember, whatever it is that you've been delivered from, remember, it's right there lurking around you to just get just one little tiny opening. You know those little bugs and stuff that doesn't have no bones, that, you know, no solid bones, that they can just slide under this and go in? Well, that's how the enemy comes in, and he don't care who he used to get his plan into action. So when God clean your house out, don't allow nobody to come in. And sometimes we all need to do self-examination at all time, 24/7. You know, just hearing the word, you know, somebody caught you at a bad time, everything just build up, and they say hello to you, and then say the right way, and everything just come forward. I can tell you, because you know what? I allow stuff to build up, and at one point in time, it just came out at not a very good time. Okay? And it just came forth. And I tell you, I was guilty of it. But trust and believe, when you do that stuff, if you have a conscience, if you have a mind, you know, and if you say you serve the God that you serve, you will truly come and repent. Not only to God, but you will go and you will ask that person for forgiveness, because you know, the state of mind that you was in at that present time. God is a merciful God. We continually have to ask God for mercy. But just like how he showed us mercy, we also need to show other people mercy. Not be selective of, I'm going to give this person mercy, but that person ain't worthy of my mercy. Because you know what? If God do to us what we do to people, we'll say that, you know, God is mean. He's not a God of love. He's not, you know, that's the kind of thing that we would say. But we're not mindful of the things that we do. We're not mindful of the things that we do. Have mercy today on others. Not just only on maybe your children or your family. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like, hey, it's just me, myself, and I and my family and nobody else. I know I heard Apostle say, you don't even pray just for your family alone. There's so much going on in this world today that you can pray for. God has done so much for you each and every day that you wake up in the morning. Count that as a blessing. Count it as a blessing that you did not wake up in judgment. Your children, your husband, your wife, your family members, your friends did not wake up in judgment. But he gave you that opportunity not to do just for yourself or your family, but for others as well. Have mercy on others. And a lot of us today are guilty in who we have mercy on. But if we think about it, if we think about, what will God think about this? And that's right, Pastor Sherwin, I heard you say self-centered, and that was the Bible study, you know? Because we only think sometime about ourselves, you know, what can we gain? Never worry about nobody else. And then we want to know why the wrath of God came upon you or your family. Because when he tells you to do something, and he constantly tells you to do something, we think that there is no consequences for being disobedient. Just like how, in the natural, when you're disobedient or you disobey the law, you get punished. Children disobey their parents, they get punished. So what do you think God gonna do to us after a while? He going to bring us down to the lowest of lows. Till you can't go down no more. But to look up, which cometh our help. Now all you can do is cry out to God and pray that God have mercy upon you. Then you're going to think on, God, you're going through this for so long. Why you don't have mercy on me? Did you have mercy on that person? Did you have mercy on that person? No, you didn't have no mercy. Why? Because it wasn't your favorite person.
You know,
they wasn't your favorite person.
Oh,
You know, and it, you know, they could tell you. I used to laugh off stuff, and when you allow the enemy to creep in and take that laughter out and take that joy, that, let me tell you, I'm telling you all, when you want to snatch the very skeleton out of them, you understand what I'm saying? You have to ask God, God, have mercy upon me. Please forgive me for my thoughts. Please forgive me for my thoughts. Self-control. You know what? That in danger of losing control, when you allow people to do and say stuff, and they know, I heard Apostle talk about that, that person that is there to just irk you. You know? But as Pastor Sharon said, bless you. And how they bless you? This is how they bless you. By you going before God and praying. Because he's going to take you to another level. And he's going to deal with them. And he gonna make your enemies your footstool. And he gonna make your enemies bless you. I tell you, I enjoy the word each and every time. I'm praying that God continue to make me a bold soldier in his kingdom.
You sound bold to me.
I'm glad you say that, Pastor Sharon. Okay? But it's time for us to stand up to that enemy. Don't care who it is, because you know what? It's not the person, but the spirit in that person. And when you call it out, a lot of people don't like their spirit to be called out. A lot of people don't want their spirits that they have to be delivered. They want to be delivered from this, but keep that. Don't be selective, honey. Get all of it out, because none of it is good. None of it is good. If it's operating in the evil, none of it is good, because God is life. God is love. So, you know, I just thank God today for this broadcast. I thank God for you all just being on the broadcast every Wednesday and Thursday, tuning in, encouraging, praying, you know. We thank you. We don't take you all for granted. We appreciate you. Point in time that you need prayer. You want to accept God as your Lord and Savior, and you say, enough is enough. The enemy has run rampant in my life. Enough is enough. It's time for me to seek the true and living God. Press the one button. Press that one button today and know that no one make fun of you. No one talk about you. We pray for you. Know that you serve an awesome and powerful God, and he gave us that power and that authority to put that enemy under our feet. I don't care how much word you know, but if you don't have that anointing and that power behind that word, that word is, it ain't nothing. It's nothing. So today, have mercy. Have mercy on others, and not just yourself or your favorite peoples or your favorite clique. You know, your people in your clique. No. Because you never know who God is testing you with today. So be blessed today. Share a smile, share a hug, share an encouraging and uplifting word today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, doesn't matter whether you're listening now or listening at a later date, you would like to bless the woman of God. Sow a seed into her life. Plant a seed into this radio broadcast or even pay for this radio broadcast. You can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N and hit that donate button. Don't go past it. Hit that donate button. Know that no donation is too small or too great, especially when you're looking for God to move. Know that you're planting today in good ground. That soil is so fertile. I tell you, God, move. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. It's time now for us to stand on the word of God and take back everything. That's if you're not scared. Take back everything that the enemy have stolen from us, our love, our joy, our happiness, our children. Take everything back, our peace. Take everything back. Decree and declare it in Jesus' name. So today be blessed, and we hope to hear you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wailing Walls prayer line. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening. Let's go.
And let God.
Let God.
let God.
Let God.
You can handle it all, yes,
let God.